The end is near. And this is the news, according to me. Well, a fine happy morning to you. This is Friday, December 31st, which means it's the last day of 2021. We are about to embark on a new adventure called 2022. And all the things that will happen. I do apologize that I wasn't able to get a show out this week at all because I was plenty busy. But kind of that Christmas, New Year's break, I think that I'm kind of used to. When I was a kid, we used to have something called Christmas break. It was 2 weeks long. And you had a break prior to Christmas. And then you had another break after Christmas until after New Year's. Usually there was about 2 weeks in there. Or at least a week and a half. And, of course, that has all changed now. It's a winter break now for kids. It's not a Christmas break anymore. Because, you know, COVID. And then we have all this other stuff that's going on. I've been busy. I've been all over the country the last few days. Last couple of days, I've been sitting in Dayton, Ohio, actually. And I'm going to be probably something on my computer there. I'm not sure what that is. It's right on the touch screen. So I don't know. I don't know what's in my cup here. Let's see what's in my cup. That's sweet tea. I have some sweet tea there, and it's cold. And then I have two cups here actually today. I have a cup with. What is this? This looks like hot chocolate. It's hot. Yeah, that's a little hot. It's just a little bit too hot. I've got this bottle of water here, which is also helpful. I got all that lined up here, ready to go, so I can just grab what I need, you know, in the moment. Well, today's show is not going to be a very long one. What I would like to do, though, is talk to you about what I want to do for the end of the year. And as I was doing some things, looking over some things and notes and that kind of thing, and looking over the past year, it became very apparent to me that the one thing that kind of stands out from the year is the lies that we have heard from the media and from certain politicians over the past year. Not just the media. And not just the politicians, but the bureaucrats as well. And I'm talking about Anthony Fauci and so many of his ilk. And what has been pushed down our throats for the last year that we are just supposed to accept and acknowledge. And, you know, we have to have this. I have no idea what the motivation is. Well, I have some idea. What the motivation is. I guess I'm surprised and amazed that people have just gone along with the hysteria. Excuse me. The hysteria has been absolutely just a mass insanity. We are now doubling down on masks, doubling down on the booster. In the face of Omicron. And I don't understand the logic that people have right now and the hysteria that's there. We recently had another issue on an airplane where a woman with her mask down around her chin is yelling and screaming at a man who's not wearing a mask because he's eating something. Now, I want to be very clear. If you are yelling and screaming and getting into a tussle fight with someone, the odds of you spreading some kind of disease that you might have go up exponentially. And this lady who apparently had some kind of a, I don't know, self-righteous kind of side of what was going on there. Now, I have witnessed this personally myself. It is a strange phenomena when people want to take over policing the mask. Now, keep in mind that this mask thing has about a 1% at best effectiveness, at least the kind of masks we're wearing today, have about a 1% effectiveness with regard to the spread of this virus. And I'm giving it some liberty there. I'm being generous. The cloth masks and the little surgery masks that we wear, the ones with the little wire nose thing and the cheap little disposables. Now, I'm not talking about the N95 mask. And let's just go there. The N95, you know what the 95 stands for? Maybe you should look that up. Here's your project for you, folks. Why don't you look up what the word 95, what the meaning of the 95 is in N95? And let's talk about the efficacy of masks. And yet, we have people in this hysterical impression that we are facing, first of all, that we're facing Ebola. That if you get Omicron, you're going to die. Now, the facts now are very clear in this. And if you've listened to Dr. John Campbell, if you've had a chance to look him up online, I've talked about him before. The Omicron virus is very promising at this point. Now, they're blaming the lack of symptoms on people being, you guessed it, vaccinated. However, the spread is obviously. Now, I have heard a lot of different numbers on this. And so I want to be very careful about what I say here, because I am not a doctor. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a life coach. I'm not a financial advisor. I'm not a rodeo clown cowboy. I'm not a lot of things. I'm just a guy with a microphone. I got a lot of opinions, and those opinions are based on things that I've read and seen, which may or may not be true. And so take this for what it's just, this is my ability to critically think through those things and kind of help you understand how I'm critically thinking. Now, I thought I would make this show so short. So I wanted to introduce to you what I plan to do on my next big show and the plans for next year, which is tomorrow. Tomorrow, I'm taking the day off. It's Saturday. It's the new year. I don't think I'll be up that late tonight. I'm probably not going to ring in the new year, by the way. Why should I? Because, you know, Fauci says you can't hug and kiss anyone. He's going to be there to make sure that you don't. And by golly, if you do, your neighbors will probably tell on you. Now, there's this strange phenomena about the, and I saw this in front of me. This lady was sitting on a plane. Now, she was sitting there she was a little bit obstinate. You could just tell she had this attitude. She had her little coffee in her hand, and she had her mask down around her chin. She was taking a sip. She left her mask down. Now, you could tell she thought she was pretty smart, because she didn't have to have the mask over her mouth because she was drinking coffee. Well, this guy in the aisle across from the center, he was in a different row of seats, but straight across. I think she was in the aisle seat and he was in the window seat on the opposite side of the aisle. He made it clear to her that, you know, of course, she was violating the rules. Now, I was sitting directly behind this guy. And he starts going off. blabbering and blathering about how, you know, she's not wearing her mask. She needs to wear her mask in this, and the flight attendant did an awesome job in this situation, by the way, I have to say. She must have kids because, you know, she must have like 3-year-olds or something, because she dealt with this guy, dealt with the whole situation like you would deal with 3-year-olds, and did a very good job of it. She she comes walking back through there. This flight attendant kind of walked past. This guy was still kind of getting on her about it. And she said, well, I'm drinking coffee. She said, no, you're supposed to take a sip and put your mask back on. That's the rule. He was getting pretty irate about it. Like, he was ready to enforce the rule. Now, this guy was an older man. Much older than I, probably 15 years older than me, 10, 15 maybe. I don't know, maybe not, I don't know. I look at some of my classmates and I hope none of them are listening. I hope not. Well, I hope they are, but I hope they're not. At this particular comment, if you graduated with me in high school, just go ahead and plug your ears right now, because I'm sure this isn't about you. There's only a few of them, and you're probably not one of them. When I look at my classmates, many of them look really old. I mean, some of them still look great. They didn't really look like they did, you know, 10 years ago. But a lot of them really are looking kind of, wow. They look a lot older than me, which they always were, because I was like 3 years younger than everybody in my class. I don't know why they started me so early. I started my senior year when I was 16 years old. I was always the runt in the class. So I ended up sitting there listening to this thing going on between these two individuals. And finally, the flight attendant, somehow the guy got the flight attendant's attention. I think it was between the two of them. I think the lady said, this man's harassing me, or something to that effect. And she, of course, he said, she's not wearing her mask. And the flight attendant didn't say a word. She just walked off. And then she came back. And she asked the lady in the aisle, she said, would you like to move up front further? There's a place up there. There's an empty seat up there if you'd like to move, if he's bothering you. So she did. And there he sat. And she sat up there drinking her coffee. And that was the end of that. Now, if there hadn't been another empty seat, and they would have been sitting next to each other, this might have ended very, very differently for everyone. I've seen law enforcement called for the most minor of things on airplanes recently. And they are standing there. I saw a guy the other day, he was arguing about whether or not he could take his roll-on board aboard the airplane, or his little rolly board suitcase, because there is a particular airline out there that I fly on quite a bit that does not allow you to take your rolly board on board. You have to gate check it. He claims he had his mother's, I thought he was going to say his mother's ashes on it when he first started talking. He said he had his mother's dishes in the suitcase. Well, first of all, you should have packed them better, first of all. Secondly, if they're that precious to you, get in a car and drive. I can't tell you the number of times that you could potentially lose your bag, have your bag dropped, traveling around with them in your suitcase is not exactly the best idea, in my opinion, but that's just my, you know. Now, granted, if you'd have given them to the baggage handlers and they would have thrown them back there, they wouldn't have treated that bag any differently. Nothing on it said fragile. And I think the captain came out eventually. But there was law enforcement there on the bridge. right there, because he made it to the gate all the way down to where you board the plane, and didn't. Law enforcement standing right there. Now, law enforcement wasn't doing anything, but he was definitely there, letting them know that if you become any more of an issue. So the it kind of surprises me, but I know that with all the incidents that have increased, this is something that they're dealing with quite a bit lately. Now, again, this gets back to the hysteria that we face in this country right now, that we've faced all year, and I think it has built up over the last year. There was so much hope being put into the vaccine that this was going to be what ended the pandemic. This is going to be what got us past all this stuff. And it has not gotten us past all this stuff. Now, is that because vaccines in general are bad? No, not necessarily. Was this vaccine sold to us as a bill of goods that is actually not what it was made out to be? Absolutely. And yet no one wants to talk about it. In fact, they say the opposite. You still have Joe Biden saying, as little as a few weeks ago, you need to protect your loved ones so you won't spread the virus by getting vaccinated. Guess what, folks? The vast majority of people who are spreading Omicron are vaccinated. These aren't just little lies. These are well-known, perpetrated disinformations. Recently, an issue came up with ivermectin. This particular company was looking for, was going through a study on what the effectiveness of ivermectin and ivermectin, I don't know, that thing, horse medicine. It's not horse medicine, there's actually a people drug that does the same thing. It's an parasitic thing that apparently has a credible impact on the symptoms of this virus. Now, the pill that has come out, that has been touted as this is the magic pill. If you get coronavirus, then take this pill and it gets you past it. Does essentially the same thing ivermectin does. The problem is, it was focused simply on alpha and beta coronavirus. It did very little with delta. It actually did more with delta, but not as much as ivermectin did, and it has no effect. Apparently, or barely any effect at all on Omicron. So this is what we're facing with this kind of disinformation. And all the while, they're claiming that if you do your own research and do anything of your own and look at the numbers on your own, you're the one who's the problem. You're the one with the misinformation. You're believing all the lies. Now, there have been a large number of individuals who've had adverse effects to the vaccine. And that's not my big argument against it. It's, why are we not, after all the studies that are out there, why are we not acknowledging natural immunity if you've already had it, if you've recovered? Those are the questions I'm going to be talking about with the whole thing. So the beginning of the new year, as my bumper music is coming in here. Happy New Year, everyone. And reflecting on your past. Let us move forward with hope. that episode.